You're listening to SBS News.
From detention in Iran to the Houses of Parliament in London, it has been a whirlwind week for Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, one she feared may never come.
We have gone through a lot. It has been a tough journey. The coming back was also very tough.
The charity worker was arrested while visiting her parents in 2016, accused of being a spy plotting to overthrow the regime. Her release came after the British government paid a long-standing debt to Tehran, $400 million.
My life was linked to something which has got nothing to do with me.
Her husband Richard led a high-profile campaign to get his wife home and has praised the current Foreign Secretary Liz Truss for her role.
Thank you to everyone who has been part of bringing Nazanin home and for making us whole again.
But on that point, Ms. Zaghari Ratcliffe disagrees, suggesting the debt should have been paid years ago and the constant changing of government ministers delayed her freedom.
I love you, Richard. Respect whatever you believe. But I was told many, many times that, oh, we're going to get you home. That never happened. How many foreign secretaries does it take for someone to come out? Five? It should have been one of them eventually. So now here we are. What's happened now should have happened 6 years ago.
She's calling on Western nations to do more to secure the freedom of dozens of dual nationals detained by Iran, including conservationist Morad Tabas, who has been in an Iranian jail for 4 years. His daughter was invited to the Ratcliffe family press conference.
I'm here today to ask the question of why my father, as the only UK-born national, has been abandoned and left behind there.
For this reunited family, baby steps.
We're still negotiating whether Daddy's allowed in the same bed as Gabriella and Nazanin. We'll get there.
8-year-old Gabriella is looking forward to a regular childhood.
And she was like, oh, you're not going to be famous forever. Maximum a week. So we're bracing ourselves for a week of fame and then we're just going to have a normal family.
After 6 years apart, normality is all they're after. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.